right here. He's in this place. Would you just speak to us individually and corporately? Thank you, Lord. We set our ears towards you. We set our hearts towards you and our face towards you right now to behold you. So we just wait upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, we love you. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you that in our weakness we're made strong. When we get to the end of ourselves, you lift us up, you pick us up, you strengthen us. But I thank you, our hope isn't in the situations. It isn't in the circumstances. Our hope is in you. Thank you that our lives are centered in you. Though we say nothing will shake us. Nothing will bring fear into our minds, because our minds are set upon the Spirit. Our minds are set upon you, Lord. Like you say, we're seated with you in the heavenly places. We don't operate from the place of the world. Lord, I thank you, you give us eyes to see what you see. From your throne room, from the throne room of grace, but I pray for a wisdom and a revelation that does not come from what the world understands, but Lord, that you give us the spiritual eyesight. You set your Spirit in us, and then you move us by your Spirit. You reveal all things to us. You reveal truth to us. The world doesn't know truth. The world can't understand truth. It's foolishness. You confound the wisdom of the wise. Lord, may we boast in you alone. I felt like one of the most powerful parts of prayer is listening. It's waiting. There's times to speak and there's times to declare. But there's these times of just waiting in the presence of the Lord. And it says he renews our strength in the waiting. Not when we're speaking, not when we're declaring things. It's in the waiting that he renews our strength. And we mount up with wings like eagles to run and not be weary and walk and not faint. It's in the twisting and abiding in him. Lord, that our ways would be your ways. That waiting is not just it's not just sitting. It's actually a yoking. To wait upon him is actually to yoke with him, to listen to him, to learn from him. So Lord, I thank you that you're positioning our hearts in yours right now. Lord, in the times that we're moving into, in the times that we're in right now, we can't afford to be figuring things out our own way, to try to reason things out, and try to make our own decisions and go our own way. It never ends well. We have to hear your voice. Not just in the big decisions, but in the small things. It's those small things that can take you 1 degree off, but you walk for a mile 1 degree off and you're way off base. Lord, set us back on your course. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. I felt this as we were just worshiping. And this may just be me. I was like, Lord, is this just for me or is this for everybody? But regardless, there's things in this world, there's things that happen that can so quickly take our peace and throw us into just kind of a tailspin, or just like we can get anxiety, we can get fearful, we can just start to worry and start to go. And what it does is it kind of domino effects into where we have to figure it out on our own, and we're trying to get enough strength to get through it. And I think it's in those moments where the Lord's like, I just need you to now come to me, and that I will give you rest. Yoke with me and learn from me. John 15, it's that we abide in the vine. Constantly abiding in the vine. But John 14 is where I just felt like the Lord, I'm just going to read some verses here. He says this. I'll read about 5 verses here. Jesus replied, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teachings. This is the abiding, this is the yoking, when we learn from him, that we walk in step with him. We walk in step with the Spirit. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not obey my teachings, doesn't yoke with me, doesn't learn from me. These words you hear, they're not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. Then he says, all this I have spoken while still with you. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things. He will remind you of everything that I have said. And then he says this, so peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I don't give to you as the world gives. So do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Lord, I thank you for this peace that you give to us. And if you read the email from today, it's just about entering into the throne of grace. Coming before the King of Kings. A throne is where a king sits. And the Lord invites us to come into this throne of grace. says in your time of need and when you need the help, this is when he will come to you. He'll hold out that scepter. When Esther came in, came before the king in the throne room, not knowing what would happen, and the king held out the scepter and said, "Esther, what do you want? Even up to half the kingdom I will give you." Lord, I thank you that we are heirs, co-heirs with Christ, heirs of the kingdom. Lord, I thank you that you give us, you said you give us the keys to the kingdom, to bind and to loose. Lord, we need to hear your voice. As the Holy Spirit reveals all things, I've just seen this. It says the Spirit doesn't, in John 16, it says the Spirit doesn't speak on its own. It speaks only, he speaks only what he hears. And so as he hears, I've just seen, he's hearing from the throne room, revealing these things to us. And then he says, now come into the throne room of grace. I'm giving you the insight, the heart of the Father, to begin to ask for those things. And he says, then those things I will give you. He says this in 1 John 5. It says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, which is revealed to us by the Spirit, because the Spirit reveals everything from the throne room, reveals these things to us. It says, if you ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we will have what we ask of him. So, Lord, I thank you for ears to hear the very things that are on your heart. Lord, we want to know your heart. And then, Lord, that we get to enter boldly into that throne room, that we get to come to you and declare the very things from heaven that you've declared to us, that we would now declare them. And your Jesus, you taught us how to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, I thank you that you've revealed your will. You're revealing your will. You're speaking to us. We're seated with you in heavenly places. You've put your Spirit within us. We do not operate as the world operates. May we not try to understand or try to figure out what to do in these days and in these times, but may we hear your voice. May we be your sheep that listen only to you when all the other voices are speaking. If you've ever seen a video of a shepherd calling to a sheep, that others will call. They'll call to the sheep. They'll whistle. They'll do all these things. And it's like the sheep don't even notice. They don't perk up their ears. They just go about their business. People can be yelling, whistling. And all of a sudden, the shepherd will speak or will do their whistle or whatever they do. And immediately, the sheep will lift their heads. They become aware of their shepherd and they'll run to the shepherd. Lord, we need to hear your voice. None of the other voices. We don't want to run to any of the other voices. We don't want to move according to what anyone else is speaking or saying. Jesus, we want to hear your voice. We want to be your sheep. We want to move according to your ways. So, Lord, I pray peace right now over every person. The peace of God which passes all understanding to guard the heart and the mind. I thank you that you give us eyes to see and ears to hear. I thank you that we get to enter into the throne room of grace. We get to declare the things that are on your heart. And I thank you that you give them to us. You answer us when we cry. So Lord, we bless your name tonight. I thank you, Lord, for the prayers that are going to go up. Thank you that you're going to answer the very things that are upon your heart. In Jesus' name. Keep it vertical. So which means, like, I know I was kind of speaking to you guys, but I just feel from here, like, let's go vertical. Just begin to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus with the wisdom of the Spirit.
Lord, we just thank you for your love. Lord, we thank you for your all-consuming fire. Lord, I felt you speak and you wanted me to declare, to tell my people, to get ready to receive more of my Spirit, to open their hearts, and to be ready to receive more of me. And Lord, I ask that we would allow you to examine our hearts, Father, to pull out any of the rocky areas of our hearts, Lord, to tenderize the soil of our hearts, Father. If there's any pride within us, Father, if we don't think it's there, Lord, it's probably there. So, Lord, just help us to take that out, Father. Help us to take out any pride, Lord. Lord, help us to walk in such humility, Father, with such reverence to who you are, God, that we would just honor you with every thought, every breath, and everything that we do say, Father, that we would no longer even understand our own voice, Father, that we would just become complete vessels for you, God. That your voice would even become louder than our own, God. That you would be the only voice we hear, Father. So, God, I just ask that you just amplify your presence within us, Lord. Allow us to become single-minded and single-focused on you and you alone, God. That your will would be accomplished, Lord. That we would just look to just do your will in everything, Father. So just, God, I declare right now that your Spirit is going to consume us, Father, in a greater measure, in a greater way, God. And I just thank you in advance for that, Jesus. You're a good Father. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Closer you want us to be with you. Thank you for the redemption. Thank you for the birth of our Savior. We just remember the time, the moment, how Jesus was born for us. Oh, what great love. We can never measure, comprehend, or understand Thank you, Father, for your love. There was no room for Jesus in the inn. But I pray that now that we know light, now that your light has shined upon us and our hearts, may we give all room of our hearts and our lives to Jesus. Lord, I pray that this message of your love would spread through our lives, through our community, our church, to the entire world. As the entire world celebrates the birth of Jesus and there are lights and decoration and all kind of celebration, I pray that the truth, the message of your love would spread. And people that are far away from you, that are still in darkness, would come into light of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that people that are alone, that are away from families and with all kind of circumstances and challenges in their life, let us remind ourselves, unto us a son is born. There is nothing that could stop us, hinder us from coming into the kingdom of God, from coming into your family. But I just pray that this Christmas, that this season will be something very special in each of our lives, our families, and the world. Message of peace, forgiveness, and love be spread out, and Jesus be glorified now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
The glory of your name, that every Ask you in this season for another wave of your harvest coming in to your barn, for another wave of your glory washing over the Front Range. Lord, we ask you, as Jesus is proclaimed, as Jesus is celebrated, we ask you for many to fill churches who have never gone to church and to have that moment of clarity as they're surrounded by the body of Christ to return to the Lord. To return to the Father's house, to run to the Father. Lord, we ask you in this season for the prodigal to see the glory of Jesus once again and just to say, what am I doing? What am I doing? Lord, we ask you that they would come back and serve. We ask you that they would come back and worship. We ask you that would come back and be washed again by the regenerating power of the Holy Spirit. We ask you that the Word of God would wash the sinner in this season, would wash the sinner in this season. We ask you for a great washing. We ask you for those waters of life to pour from your throne, the rivers of life to pour from your throne and to wash clean the filthy heart in this season. Lord, we ask you for that fountain of cleansing to be opened over Colorado. Lord, you said a fountain of cleansing will be opened for your people as your second coming soon approaches. Lord, open up that cleansing fountain in Colorado. Open up that cleansing fountain in America, that healing fountain, that washing fountain. You know how to do it, Lord. You know how to do it. We've all experienced coming to the waters of life and drinking and being clean and being renewed. Lord, do it. for the one that's not expecting it. Do it for the one that is pursuing their own way. Let them open their eyes and let them come to the King of glory and partake of his glory once again. Lord, I pray that the world in this season would just be distasteful, that it would just be like, oh, that's not satisfying. Oh, that's not filling. Oh, that's not helping. Oh, I've let that pattern, that circular pattern of I've tried this over and over again, this isn't working. And let that groping for God that it says in Acts 17, that they would grope for God and find him. Let that groping for God, let that reaching for God just rise up in the heart of the sinner, in the heart of the prodigal, and let them come into the Father's house in this season. We just proclaim this. Let's just go right back in that chorus of intercession, and then we'll pass the run the mic up again. Let's go into that, oh great light of the world.
Oh great light of the world, come and shine forth.
We come to the water and we drink. We drink of you, Lord Jesus. We drink. We eat. We come to the table set before us and we eat and we drink and we are satisfied. Thank you, Jesus. You strengthen us. You strengthen us. You say in this world you will have tribulation. Troubles. That too. Tribulation too. Troubles. But you say, but this is the most important part. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus, we thank you that you've overcome the world. You overcame, so we overcome. We overcome as we live and we walk in the Spirit. Help us to live in the Spirit, Jesus. Help us to live in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. Thank you, God. It's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by your Spirit. Pour out your Spirit, God, upon us. Fill us with joy and peace in this season that we can be your lights and shine. Thank you, Jesus. Fill us up. Empty us. Empty us of us and fill our cup. Fill us up, God. Fill us up. Fill us up. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. I release your joy over your bride tonight, over myself and the bride, God. The bride throughout Colorado, God. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, during this Christmas season. We thank you, Father, for those who are coming into the Rock to come to the food bank. But God, they're coming not just for the physical food. May they come for the spiritual food. Draw them in. We pray for next week, God. We pray for Christmas Eve. We pray for, we come against sickness, God, within the ministry teams and all that are here and with us, God. And we just call them in. We go out into the highways and the byways and we compel them by your Spirit, God, to come in, to come and taste and see that the Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. I thank you. I was going to read from somewhere. I am going to read from somewhere. Psalm 105. Yeah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Yes, God, call upon his name. Make known his doings among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Meditate on and talk of all his marvelous deeds and devoutly praise him. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek and require the Lord. Seek, inquire of. I'm using a different Bible. Bear with me tonight. A really tiny print here. And these glasses aren't helping much. Seek, inquire of, and for the Lord. So seek, inquire of, and for the Lord. And crave him. Wow. Crave him. Wow. And his strength. Seek and require his face. His face. We seek you. We seek your face and not your hand, Jesus. We seek you to know you, to know you. It's a cry of our hearts. We want more. There's so much more. We know it, God. And we seek you with all of our hearts. We want to find you. We, even us in here, there's so much more. We press in, we press in, we press in. We're hungry, we're thirsty, God. Show us your glory, show us your glory. We know there's more, God. We want the more. Give us the more, God. We give you glory and honor and praise. We honor you, King Jesus. We honor your blood. We honor your kingdom. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. We bow down low. Hosanna to the King. Hosanna to the King. We magnify you. We glorify you in this place, God. No rocks will cry out tonight. No rocks. We cry out. Our God reigns. Our God rules and reigns. Hallelujah, Jesus. We cry out for Colorado. You rule and you reign in Colorado. From the high places to the low valleys, you rule and you reign. There is none like you. We thank you, Jesus. We give you honor and glory and praise tonight, Jesus.
Father, we're just so grateful for this day, for the beauty of the days that you've given us, for giving us a summer in December, like they say there's winter in July. Father, we thank you that this light that you keep shining on the earth is cutting through what would normally be depression during the season over so many people. So, Father, just keep shining that light and allow us to shine ours everywhere we go. Father, you highlighted to me so much lately of how much you want to refine us, and not just in our hearts, but in our words. And you've brought up Matthew 12, 36 and 37, where it says, "But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." Father, these idle words, I hear them so often from so many people. They're so unaware of the actual meaning of life and death being in the power of the tongue, Lord. And I just say that when we are in our emotions, especially in our anger, that you would hold our tongue, that we can bridle that tongue, and that we can slow down and stay in the moment and stand in our God-given power that you have instilled in us, Lord, and to speak truth instead of whatever we wanted to out of resentment, Father. And I just, in 1 Peter 3, verse 8, finally, I want all of you to agree with one another, be understanding, love one another, be kind and tender, be humble. Don't pay back evil with evil. Don't pay back unkind words with unkind words. Instead, pay back evil with kind words. This is what you have been chosen to do. You will receive a blessing by doing this. So, Father God, I just ask that you remove whatever worldly filter is normally on our minds during times of high emotions and triggers, Father, and traumas, and I just ask that you just melt through that and just wipe it clean, Father. Wipe our slates clean and help us to be more consciously aware of what we're choosing to think about, what we're choosing to say, because we will take account for every word said, Father God, and we just want to step in line with you, Jesus, and to be exactly how you were, and to speak love, and to be love, and to show love, and nothing but love. Father, we thank you for this love that you pour down upon us, and this peace that you've brought into this room. I speak shalom peace over the body, that we can come into alignment with our divine assignment, to move forward in our destiny, to work together as a team and community in unity and oneness with you, Lord. And we thank you for all of these things and say them in Jesus' mighty name.
So I kept hearing the word parched, and I found a couple of verses. The first, I want to pray over this over the churches first. Just, I spread out my hands to you. I thirst for you like a parched land. Father, I pray that you would give this longing to your churches, God, all across the world. Father, and then right above that, I found he turned the deserts into pools of water and the parched ground into flowing springs. Father, I pray as your church cries out for you, as they long for you, that that would be your answer. You're so good. You're so kind. And Father, for the parched land, the land that has no idea that you exist, that doesn't know you, Father, I pray that they would not be satisfied until they find you. Only you satisfy. Only you bring. Father, that you would lift the veil, that they would see you, that this one they've been running from, they would realize is the only thing they need. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for mercy, and Lord, I pray that you will anoint your church with mercy. Send your mercy, that our hearts will be full of your mercy for the lost, your mercy for the homeless, your mercy for the people that are suffering through this holiday season, that we can go out with the good news, that we can go out, that you can work through us, Lord. We pray for wisdom and strategy, how to go out to these people and be a comfort to them, that we might feel the mercy for them that you have given us. We just pray for mercy, that we will step out of our comfort to comfort those that need the comfort so much. In Jesus' name.
what does the Lord require of you but to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God.
Mike, starting with peace. That's exactly where I was this morning. I literally asked the Lord, I said, Lord, how do we obtain this peace? Like, just in a general conversation with the Lord. And he just said, eyes on me. It took me to Isaiah 26, verse 3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Lord, I thank you. Can it really, really be that easy? That our eyes remain on you, Lord, that we seek your face and you keep us in perfect peace. Yes and amen is my answer. It really is that simple. You, the one that is the source of peace. For the peace that I have, the peace I give you. Stayed your focus on me, and I will keep you in perfect peace. Lord, I thank you that it doesn't matter whether we're far off or near, and you bring us your peace. Isaiah 57, I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace, to him who is far off and to him who is near. Again in Ephesians 2, and he came and preached peace to you who were far off and those of you who are near, or were near. For through him, we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Lord, I thank you that your Spirit is the very thing. Your Spirit is really the carrier of the peace, Lord. It's the peace that lives in us, Lord. Your Spirit that lives in us, Lord, becomes fully equipped with everything we need for life and godliness, Lord. And when we stayed on you, God, when we're stayed on you, that Spirit, God, is an activation of the peace that's within your Spirit that lives in us. Lord, I thank you for Ephesians 6:10, Lord, through 18, but I thank you, Lord, for the feet that are shod in peace. I thank you, God, that you bronze the feet. Lord, it's the very feet that carry us, Lord, that carry the vessel. It's the feet that carry the house. Wherever we go, God, we're carriers of the peace that live within us, Lord. I thank you, God, that the feet represent the peace. It's the lowest place of the body, Lord. It's almost as if you're saying, just come super, super low, down with your feet, along the ground. Get as low as you possibly can where the feet are. That's where you'll find me, and that's where you'll find my peace. And even in John, Lord, I was in John this morning after that. That's kind of where I ended this morning, with where I was just conversing with the Lord. He washed the disciples' feet. I find it interesting that he washed the feet before the chaos broke out, and he called out Judas in the midst of chaos. God, I thank you that we don't need to cleanse our entire body like Peter commanded. Just be our feet. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went low and washed the feet. Just as a modeling, Lord. Just as a pattern, Lord, of what we're to follow in your footsteps. In your image, Lord. In your peace. So I thank you, God, for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you, God, even as you say in that scripture, we're thankful for everything we have. Lord, it talks about being thankful for the peace. And in supplication, God, we come to you in all things, not worrying. And you said it's the very peace that will protect our heart and our mind, Lord, the two access points for the enemy. So, Lord, I thank you that we would walk in peace, Lord, that we would walk into the room and the atmosphere and the environment would change, Lord. Because we bring peace into the room. God, we're not peacekeepers, we're peacemakers, Lord. When we walk in the room, we don't need to say a word, because it's the peace within us, Lord, that's making peace. That's calling into existence the things that are not, even in the midst of chaos, in the midst of battle, in the midst of war, in the midst of all the things that we have going on, and the competing voices roaming to and fro throughout the earth. I thank you, God, that the peace inside of us, God, the peace that lives within us, that lives inside the Spirit that rose Jesus, you Jesus from the dead 2,000 years ago, is the very peace and the very Spirit that lives inside of us. It's almost as if you walk in the room with us. It's almost as if you walk in the room with us, overflowing with the peace of Jesus, bringing calamity, God, into order, bringing chaos, God, bringing chaos, God, into peace. We just love you, Lord. We thank you for your peace. We're so grateful. How many minutes, how many hours would we add to a day by worrying? How many minutes or hours would we add to a day, God, by fearing or being full of anxiety, Lord? It's only your peace, Lord. It's only your peace, Lord, that can bring that place of rest, God. And when we operate from the place of rest, Lord, our decision making, all things, Lord, start to change. All things start to shift, Lord. So I thank you, God. I just declare that over the body of Christ, that Jesus is speaking over you, that the peace I have is the peace I give you. It's the peace that will protect your heart and your mind and allow you to operate and make decisions from a place of rest.
Wrestling with a migraine for about 8 days, and this has never happened to me before. It's like a multi-day thing. This is the best that I've felt in 8 days. But as I was just in worship earlier, the Lord just brought to my attention, I just asked, like, why do I do this? Like, covenant witches coming against us. I didn't even think that was a real thing. Like, just over the years, moving my family halfway across the world and back again. Malaria and dengue, earthquakes and volcanoes and tsunamis and all kinds of stuff. Like, it's just like one thing after another. And I'm like, what? Like, why? My plan was just to go to Florida and go fishing. And I thought about it, and I just asked the Lord. And the reality is, I've tasted and I've seen. I saw him walk into the room with me. There's nothing that can ever compare to that. That I could see his face again. One thing I ask, and I would seek to see your beauty in your face, oh Jesus. Nothing else can compare. Nothing else will ever take your place, oh God. And I ask for each one of us, Father, that you come into the room and you'd show us your face like you did with Moses. We want nothing else, Lord. It is worth our very lives. It is worth everything that we have just to lay it down over and over again, to see you walk into the room, to see that person healed of cancer and come to faith, and just to be transformed. Whatever it looks like, Lord, whatever it takes from us, we just lay it down before you tonight, and we say, come and have your way with us, Lord Jesus. We love you so much.
Be imitators of you, God, in everything that we do. That we would represent you, Father, as your beloved sons and daughters. And we would continue to walk surrendered to the extravagant love of Christ. For you, Lord, surrendered your life as a sacrifice for us. Your great love for us pleases the Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are like an aroma of adoration, a sweet healing fragrance, a healing balm. And we just pray that healing balm over Jack, that he would be healed. He is a beautiful imitator of Christ, representing the Father everywhere that he goes. Thank you for his surrendered life and his love for you. Thank you for the great love that you have for him, and that it pleases the Father that you love him the way you do, Jesus. We command any witch spells, witchcraft, divination, any wicked thing coming against Jack, and we wash him afresh by the authority of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus, and we speak healing to his body. We command migraines to cease and not come back. We thank you, Jesus, for the sweet healing fragrance that you have for every one of us in the room. Thank you that by Jesus' stripes, Jack was healed. We were healed, each one of us. God, I pray for wholeness for the bride of Christ. Lord, that we would rise up unhindered, undistracted and unhindered, with our hearts and our eyes of our hearts fixed on you, Jesus. God, I thank you for what you're going to do in 2024. We thank you for what you've done this past year. But God, we just expect breakthrough. We expect the bride of Christ to rise up in more wholeness and more life and more energy and more vitality and more power and more love. For your name's sake, God, thank you for your mercy, that we would rise up and represent you well.
I'm just going to close with this, and we'll finish with a song as we just leave here. But in that place of peace, I love Tracy hit on it, but Ephesians 6 says this. It says that your feet would be fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. And that word readiness is actually, it's the foundation and the preparation. It's being prepared with the gospel of peace. And that's, when we walk, everywhere we go, it's not, peace isn't just for us, but the peace that we carry, we're fitted with it. There's a readiness. And so everywhere we go, it's released. It's like every place you step, it sets peace in that area. And it's because of the gospel. The gospel is what brings the peace. So Lord, we thank you for your gospel of peace, that we are fitted with this readiness, this foundation, this preparation. And I was just, in John 4, here's Jesus. He's with the woman at the well. She encounters him. She encounters Jesus. It's the first time that he says, I am. It's one of the seven I am statements in John. And right after that, this woman goes back to her town. She says to the people, come, see a man who told me everything that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? And right after that, the disciples come back. Here's the thing, is they're distracted. They're thinking about food. They're going, Jesus, you haven't eaten. We need to get you some food. And Jesus says this. He goes, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. And then he says this. He says, do you not say 4 months more and then the harvest? I tell you, open your eyes. He's talking to the disciples who were distracted. And I felt this. I just feel like in this season that we're in right now, be careful that we are not distracted, but that we see what he's seeing. That we would open our eyes and look about us. And it says, look about you. Look at the fields. They're ripe for harvest. It says, even now the reaper draws its wages. Even now he harvests the crop for eternal life. So Lord, I thank you that there is a harvest that is ripe. Jesus, this woman who encountered you, she says, you gotta come see. Is this the Christ? Is this the one? And here's the thing, they come. They all come. he says, look up. They were actually a field. There was all the people were coming from the town to see this man who could be the Christ. And they say to Jesus, they say to the woman, it says many of the Samaritans from the town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. So she gave the testimony and they came and they believed. It says, he told me everything that I ever did. That was the testimony. And it says, so when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay, and he stayed for 2 days. And because of his words, many became believers. And so here's the shift. And they said to the woman, we no longer believe just because of what you said. But now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world. So, Lord, we just thank you that we play our small part. We, our feet, they're prepared. They're ready with the gospel of peace, that we would bring the gospel of peace. But, Lord, I thank you that once they encounter you, oh, nothing, that you can't go back. Everything changes. Jesus, you're so good that when they taste and see how good you are, it's like, oh, now we know that he is the Savior of the world. Lord, I thank you that you are the Savior of this world. You're the Savior of every person who comes to you. Lord, I thank you that we can come to you, that there's a peace that goes beyond our understanding, that guards our heart and mind. There's a peace that sets us back in relationship with the Father only through the mediator, Jesus Christ. And so we thank you for the peace of God that comes from Christ. Lord, we thank you that we get to carry this peace through the gospel, to share it with those around us. Lord, I ask right now for encounters of your Spirit, for encounters of your grace, for encounters of your peace, for encounters of your love, Lord, that wherever we go, even as we see family over this Christmas time, as we're out shopping, as we're around people, Lord, and everyone's kind of stressed out in this time, Lord, I thank you that this is it. We are the peacemakers, not just the peacekeepers. We are the peacemakers. We bring peace into situations where there is no peace because of the peace of Christ, which is in us, the hope of glory for all. Lord, I thank you that you are revealing yourself in these days through us. Lord, make us ready. Give us eyes to see. Make us prepared, that we wouldn't be like the disciples that were distracted, kind of looking at other things, but that we would look about, we would lift up our eyes and see that the harvest is ripe. This is the time that we get to share the gospel with those around us, that we get to love those the way that you loved us. So, Lord, we thank you. It is all eyes on you. Lord, we thank you for the wind of your Spirit, the grace of God that goes with us, that we can't do this alone, but we do it by your Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Shine, holy light of the world.
to your glory for the working of your power. Lord, you are everything. We love you tonight. We just leave with our hearts comforted that it's Jesus. He's the answer to every question. He's the answer to every conflict. He's the answer. He is the answer. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. And our hearts just cry, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. Quickly, hasten the day of your return. Hasten the day of you ruling from Jerusalem. Hasten the day where you will make every sword be beaten into farm instruments. That you will bring into war and suffering. You will wipe away every tear from every eye. And you will be everything. Just like we were singing. The nations will go, oh, you're who we've been desiring. You're the one we've been longing for. You're the answer. You're the king, the desire of every nation. You are everything. So, Lord, we thank you that even tonight, that there's grace for us to even see that and think that and lean into that. Lord, just keep pouring out more grace, more grace, more a spirit of revelation. In Jesus' name, we love you. We love you. Amen and amen.